You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is what football means to me. In this episode, I speak to Mike Kearney. Mike shot to fame when he and his cousin Stee were caught on camera, with Stee explaining the game to Mike on the cop. He was later invited to Melwood by Mo Salah in a story that seemed to really capture the imagination. Since then, Mike has gone on to become a regular on the Anfield Wrap, including hosting his own series, In the Dugout. Mike was surrounded by people growing up, often playing football in the house and in the garden with his cousins. As he explains, though, things could have been very different if he'd have followed his mum's route of football supporting.
First ever memory, we'll probably just be having a ball, really, one of them sponge balls. Safe at the house, playing footy with my cousins, really. I lived with my mum and nan growing up, and everyone used to come to our house at the weekends. Saturday, Sundays were always full. I've no brothers or sisters, but I've got hundreds of cousins, like stupid amounts of cousins, and we always used to play footy. From there is probably where I got into football, really, just playing it, because everyone else was in the winter in the house, in the summer out the house. I think that's why the sponge ball was bought, really, so we could play football safely in the living room. around like all your aunties and stuff like that, getting in the way.
Yeah, I think we've all done that with a sponge ball or a balloon or something along those lines. What's your first memory of Liverpool then, to be more specific about it?
It's probably derbies, because as most families are, you know, it's red and blue. Mine's a bit weird because my mum's a blue, but only because her dad was, and she's not really that bothered about the footy, and she'll have a laugh about it now and again, but she's not that bothered. My dad's not really into football, but like both their parents were blues, all my cousins are reds, so it's mainly around derbies. I was born in 92, so I reckon I didn't really pay proper attention until about 97, when I was like starting to get a bit more and that's very young still, really, five. And I think I remember the derbies from that sort of point onwards, really, 97, 98, obviously when Everton beat Liverpool at Anfield the last time, before, you know, this one didn't count in lockdown. The 99, I remember that one. It was a midweek game like that, and it was like we had school the next day, but we could listen to the match and stuff like that. So yeah, really mainly family events and social events, really, from the young stages of football, and you know, you get the kits and that, don't you, when you're younger. We were lucky enough to be able to get the kits, and that's where I just mainly developed into taking an interest into it and taking it further.